Well, I guess I'd start by saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. That's a good way to start. I'm going to recap a few of the events that we've done this year and also some things that are going on as well, and then we'll look to the New Year's too. So first of all, the town of Pinoca has hosted a number of community events, and of course they've been all quite spectacular. This year we did a new Paint the Ice night at the Pinoca Arena Complex, and that's where folks came out and you got markers and you got to paint up the ice. We had a new Spring Fest at we had a Spring Fest at the Lion Centennial Park this year. We also finally did our grand opening of the off-leash dog park, and that was a roaring success. And the dog park itself we're now on the tourist zone because, for the folks out there that like to do doggy tourism, we have a great park that overlooks our river valley, and it is just beautiful. We also did our second annual Fall Fest in downtown Pinoca, and that was a success as well. And we have every intention of continuing on over the years. We had our annual Santa Claus parade. Santa was here with Mrs. Claus, and the kids were all out, and we had the lighting of our town Christmas tree as well down by the Legion. And this year we had a few different kind of things that we did because we love to do Christmas and we love to do winter events. And so we had a four-piece brass band playing at our Christmas lighting. And later on that night in the River Valley, we didn't do fireworks this year. We did something a little different. We had a drone light show, and kind of fitting with the new technology in the 21st century. It was kind of a cool event, and I've had lots of people kind of tell me, "Wow, this was something special." And so we were happy to do that. Now the other thing, and this is the big one, we have since lit up our annual Centennial Park Christmas lights display that we have in the park. This year, every year it gets bigger. This year we have over 400,000 lights. I'm not from NASA or understand space that well, but I'm pretty sure you can see these lights from space because I've been down there a number of times going through it at night, and it is almost like daytime down there. The other thing I should point out as well too is that I noticed that the water tenders are out along the trails of the park. And especially just kind of around the circumference, they're building up a skating area, and that should be ready probably by New Year's. And that particular trail is an ice trail, so you bring your skates down, you put your skates on, and then you skate around the trail in amongst all of the lights. And so it's just another way in which to enjoy them. And if I can take a moment, I would also say it's a great place for date night. Mrs. Mayor and myself, a few nights ago, we were coming in from, I don't know, I think we were coming in from Red Deer. And for some reason, we had this craving for an ice cream cone. So we went and got an ice cream cone. Rather than take it home and eat it, we went and parked in the park, ate our ice cream cone, and admired the lights. And we kind of looked at each other and giggled and said, "We're kind of like on a date, aren't we?" And so even after 35 years of marriage, you can still take your sweetie down and enjoy the lights and have a date. We have upcoming Christmas events. We have coming up, we call it the Holly Jolly Public Skate, and that's on December 22nd, and it's open for everyone. The price of admission is just an item for the food bank. We also, what's going on right now, we have the annual Christmas lights tour. And basically what you do is you go on to pinoca.ca, you can get a map, and it will help you direct you around town to see all the beautiful lights that folks put up, and people do put up a lot of lights in this town. And of course, it is well worth a tour around. As a matter of fact, I usually tour it about two or three times. And of course, this map will be up until December 31st. This year we have also had, and this came through our community police officer program. We've had, and it started last summer, We have a reward citizens who demonstrate good safety habits. So basically what you do is you get a ticket, but it's a good ticket. And mostly it's for youth. And so, for example, if you're caught wearing your helmet while you're riding your bike, using proper hand signals, obeying the road rules in other ways, you get a ticket. And of course, you get a smile as well with this ticket. And it's basically just a commendation that says you're doing a wonderful thing. And of course, it's to promote public safety. And the other nice thing about this is that we have local businesses participating. So if you do get a ticket, they donate gift cards and vouchers that you can go and redeem when you get your ticket. And that's something that obviously, without saying much, it is a success and we will continue to do. We also this year worked on our racquetball court improvements. We included new floors, lighting, painted lines, including pickleball lines and entry carpet. Improvements support the continued growth of pickleball, racquetball, squash, and volleyball in our community. And of course, these sports are just have a phenomenal growth rate to them. We also went ahead with our new downtown facade improvement program. And so to encourage building improvements and continued investment in our downtown core, and this is something that our council has been working on for years, and that is to, of course, make our downtown a destination. And so we do sponsor a number of events that occur downtown, but also too as well, we also, as much as we can, want to help businesses spiff up or spruce up their facades or their venues to make it like not only do you want to shop downtown, you just want to go downtown and have a look. So the program aims to help attract more visitors and business activity to our downtown core. So far, the program has been very successful. We've had 14 applications since last January, and 12 businesses to date have completed facade improvements. And when you go downtown, you can see the difference, and it's starting to make a really cool difference downtown. Waste transfer station, and we want to talk about this because our waste transfer station won an award. They won an award and were honored by the Alberta Recycling Management Authority. The waste transfer station displayed excellence in management of their electronics, paint, tire, and used oil material collection sites. And I will say this about the waste transfer station. I use it quite regularly and I'm always impressed at how efficient it is and how easy it is to get around up there and drop off the materials that you wish to drop off. The town is committed to operational and service excellence, and of course that reflects this. We do this through our curbside waste collection program that includes the collection of recyclable and compostable waste. And I just want to say this because this is important. The price is right. The price is right because when you drop off your oil, your hazardous household waste, your e-electronic waste, the drop-off is free. And you can't get a better price than that. And we feel we're as well, too, I just want to go on to new resident and business attraction program, which we've had going for a few years now. We continue to offer our residential and business incentive programs to attract new businesses and residents to Ponoka. Our incentive programs offer valuable tax and cash incentives to everyone, including existing residents who start a new business in town or build a new commercial property. Significant property tax savings are also offered to everyone, including existing residents who build a new residential property, new residents who move to town from another community and buy a home in the town of Ponoka are offered a free one-year recreation pass for drop-in programming at our Aquaplex or our arena. By incentivizing people to start new businesses, build new properties, and choose Ponoka as their new home, we are helping our community to grow and thrive into the future. I also cannot go any further without not talking about our high-speed internet. Our high-speed internet is probably the best anywhere through COVID and of course beyond. I've been in several Zoom meetings, hundreds actually. And like I've said before, you can always tell the communities that maybe don't have the highest functioning internet because they are the ones that are always experiencing glitches and problems. I've never yet to date have had a problem getting on. The other thing I need to point out as well too is that we are 25 years now come January into this new 21st century, and high-speed internet is really the utility of this century, and we have it here in this town. So not only is it good for doing Zoom meetings and all the other things you want to do, you can actually work out of your home, or you can work out of a business here in this town. My wife would be a good example. She works in Edmonton. She only goes to Edmonton probably about once a month, and she basically works out of a home office using high-speed internet. So in a lot of ways, you can have the best of both worlds in our community, because you can live in a mid-sized town, and you can also work in a city. And that's what the high-speed internet in this particular community brings us. We also had the sale of our former old library building to the Panoka Legion this year. And the Panoka Legion purchased the old library building and the parking lot, and that's located at 5110 48th Avenue. They bought it this past spring and, of course, have just finished their renovations on it. The doors are open. The building is amazing. The outside is amazing. The outside facade is amazing. What's even more amazing is when you go inside. And I've been in there, I'm just taken aback by the renovations that went on in that building. It's going to service them well for many years into the future. Looking ahead to 2025, here are some things that we're looking forward to. Of course, we will continue our annual pavement and concrete improvement program. This includes extensive annual maintenance and improvement of town roadways and sidewalks throughout the community. As well, too, I'm going to start talking about this. We're looking at Highway 53 improvements. The town is continuing discussions with Alberta Transportation and Economic Corridors, and we are moving forward, and it does look like Highway 53 in Panoka will be worked on this year. My hopes are that it will be. All right. Improvements to our waterworks system. Now, this isn't sexy, but I think we need to talk about this. The town is expanding our assessment management program to include a full inspection of the storm sewer system and maintenance where needed. Our assessment management program also includes sanitary sewer system inspections and maintenance, ongoing equipment rehabilitation and replacement, at town pump stations and reservoirs to ensure optimum operational efficiency and reliability of the system. We're also doing extensive planning and analysis for future improvements to the town's wastewater treatment system, which would include a future sanitary trunk main replacement as well. Now, I know that's something that we don't often want to talk about, but it's something that it's good to just kind of mention, because if we don't ever have to talk about it, that's a good thing. And hopefully this is the last time I'll mention this. The Panoka Aquaplex upgrades have also include replacement of the pool filters to ensure ongoing optimal water filtration and operational efficiency at the facility. Now, we have been updating and maintaining upgrading our Aquaplex for probably the last 5 years. And I do want to say this. If you've got a hipster vibe in you, that's the building you want to go to. It's got a real retro feel to it, all the way back to the 70s. However, it has been updated so that it is really a 21st century building. And from top to bottom is kind of the building you want to be at, in terms of, you know, especially if you got a little retro in you. We also have a skate park expansion. This will be completed in the spring. And so if you get a board over Christmas holidays, you know, just keep it near you, and know that this spring you'll get a chance to ride it. We have also entered into an agreement with Ponoka Arts, Recreation, and Culture Society. In short, it is called PARCS. And what we are going to be getting is a new disc golf course in Ponoka in 2025. The town of Ponoka is proud to partner with PARCS to bring a year-round disc golf course to our community and provide the opportunity for citizens to experience this fast-growing sport. Thanks to a generous donation of $15,000 from Parks, construction of a new 18-hole disc golf course at Riverside Rotary Park, and it's on 46th Street and 38th Avenue, is set to begin in the spring of 2025. This new recreational amenity will welcome all ages and skill levels, and we anticipate it will attract visitors to Ponoka, boosting community pride, and then, of course, tourism as well. One of the cool things about disc golf is that you don't need to buy a $1,000 driver in order to participate. It is a pretty low entry level in terms of cost to get involved in. And so we are excited to have the disc park coming, courtesy of Parks. This is something we need to start talking about. 2025, we are going to have municipal elections across this province. And so the next municipal election, general election, will be held on, and you need to write this down, Monday, October 20th, 2025. Candidates have until nomination day on September 22nd, 2025, to submit their notice of intent to run for town council. You obviously can learn more by visiting the Town of Ponoka website at ponoka.ca, and then just go to Elections 2025. Nominations open January 1st. And so after Christmas, as soon as we get to New Year's, we are in election season for municipalities. This is where I have to... I've got this on my agenda, and I really do need to talk about Councillor Ted Dillon, who we lost, who passed away this past year. What I want to say is this. Ted was a very good friend of mine. I do know Ted would be not happy that I'm talking about him, because Ted was kind of that low-key kind of guy. I could probably go on for another 20 minutes talking about Ted's accomplishments and everything that he did for this community. Those that live in Ponoka, those that know Ted, those that have worked with Ted know what I'm talking about. I just want to say that it's been tough. I don't think a day goes by when I don't think about Ted. And I just didn't think, even though I know Ted wouldn't like me talking about him on the radio, I just could not say nothing about Ted, simply because he is missed. He is greatly missed.